But first to the papers, James Carlton, good morning.
Good morning to you, Philip, and I'll update you on the markets from overnight action as well. In Europe, the FTSE 100 is up 0.2%, modest rise. Better, though, as we get to the continent. The DAX up 0.4%, the Paris CAC up 0.9%, and stateside, the American market's still trading. We have the NASDAQ up 0.25%, the Dow and S&P 500, as I look on my way into the studio, both up 0.5%, so expect some growth on the Australian markets today as well. Now, the papers, well, Craig Thompson is prominent in three of them. The Daily Telegraph, Thompson in new escort scandal. Government rocked by latest HSU claims as Fair Work Australia makes a civil claim against the independent MP in the federal court. It's made it front page in the Financial Review as well. Union sleaze hits Labor. More claims linked to prostitutes. MP faces action over HSU scandal. And the colourful headline from The Australian, Thompson cited on a dozen hookers. Regulator seeks order to make MP repay hundreds of thousands. The Adelaide Advertiser, Senator Bernardi, he stands by his gay marriage stance in his first interview since those bestiality comments. I won't back down, the Adelaide paper has. In The Age, it's Ambo drug theft prompting total recall, opiates missing, Ambulance Victoria insiders systematically siphoning off an addictive liquid painkiller and replacing it with water to avoid detection. What about the Brisbane Courier Mail? They have some job truths. It's not just desk-bound Brisbane bureaucrats, but frontline services hit as well as Campbell Newman makes the public service cuts in Queensland. And it's a killer's TV fight in the Melbourne Herald Sun. The serial killer Peter Dupas takes Channel 7 to court. He's arguing that the crime series Killing Time may prejudice his appeal. I'll be back with more papers, including Tassie WA and some others, later in the hour.